I want to talk with Jeff Breslin, because in November, Sparrow Health System decided to move its inpatient substance abuse unit from St. Lawrence Hospital to its main campus on Michigan Avenue. Sparrow said the goal was to improve inpatient care, or patient care generally, but officials from the union representing nurses at Sparrow see it a bit differently. They say the quality of patient care is compromised with this change. And they also say that Sparrow management has forbidden nurses from talking to the media or being on social media about the change and threatened disciplinary action or termination. And as a result, the Michigan Nurses Association at that point filed an unfair labor practices charge. Jeff Breslin with me in the studio. He's a registered nurse and president of the Nurses Union, the Professional Employee Council of Sparrow Hospital, PESCH for short. Jeff, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Sue, and thank you.
Oh, really appreciate having you here. Can you give us, Jeff, a little background first off about the St. Lawrence Substance Abuse Unit and what has it historically provided for patients who struggle with substance abuse?
Absolutely. The Substance Abuse Unit, as it stood, was an inpatient acute detox unit where patients would come in and stay for 2 or 3 days when they recognized that they had an addiction and were ready to start the process of beating that addiction. From the moment that they would walk through the doors, treatment would begin. There's a huge piece to detox and to treating substance abuse patients. Part of that is the physical aspect, but then probably equally as important, if not more important, is the mental health piece of that. And by going to that substance abuse unit, the patients would start that mental health component from the moment they walked through the door.
Really important, because not only is there that short-term piece, but the long-term piece of dealing with the addiction and changing behaviors that go along with it.
Absolutely.
How many patients have been treated typically at that facility?
At that facility, I do not have the numbers right in front of me. It's a relatively small unit, and the numbers have been relatively low. We see more patients inpatient at the main hospital and have over the past couple of years, but that is usually because they have not only a substance abuse issue, but they have some other physical ailment that brings them into the hospital to be treated.
Has Sparrow moved effectively now everything from St. Lawrence campus to the main campus?
As far as the inpatient substance abuse at St. Lawrence, that is no longer open. So any patients that need to come in for acute detox will end up at the main campus. At the St. Lawrence campus, there is still the intense outpatient therapies, the intense outpatient groups, which is the ongoing treatment after you go through the acute detox. That is still up and running.
And what's the nurse's concern about this, Jeff? What worried the union? What made you say this may be problematic?
Talking with the nurses that actually work in that unit, they take care of these patients day in and day out. They are the experts at this. One of the big concerns, like I alluded to earlier, is from the moment that the patient walks through the door, they have said, I have a problem and I need help.
Right.
If they don't have some other physical ailment coming through, there is concern whether or not they will even meet admission criteria, whether they will make the decision to come in to be admitted, and whether or not they will be able to get effective treatment, which will help them along their road to recovery.
So if I understand the nurse's concern, it is that the problem lies with the patients, that they may not be getting the care that they need?
That would be true.
Mm-hmm. So overall, is the quality of care impacted now as you see it going forward?
I think that there is a little bit of a difference when you go into a unit that focuses, their sole purpose is addiction therapy, versus when a patient goes to a unit that is perhaps a cardiac floor. They're focusing on heart issues, and then the patient also has addiction issues. It's kind of a secondary diagnosis.
Right, right. Sounds like also from the description that there are two main issues going on. One is the medical care, the patient treatment, but the other is the manner in which, if I understand it correctly, Sparrow has dealt with the nurses and their concerns about this. Can you fill me in a little bit more on that?
Any time that you have issues that come up at the hospital where there are concerns as far as patient care, you absolutely want your nurses to speak up on behalf of the patients and on behalf of your friends and family who may be admitted to the hospital. We need to have that ability, and the public deserves us to have that ability to make sure that they're safe. There's a reason that nurses have been voted the most trusted profession years in a row, and it's because we watch out for patients so that when you come in to be treated, you know that you're going to be safe.
Yeah, you know, it really bothers me. Y'all are ranked well above journalists and lawyers. So, yeah, in a sense, the nurses are patient advocates.
Absolutely.
And is this being impinged upon?
If the employer is looking to stifle any sort of comment or concern that the nurses have, then yeah, that's a problem. That is impinging on the rights that the nurses have to advocate for the patients, and everybody suffers in that case.
It's a big deal to go forward with an unfair labor practice charge. What prompted the union to take that additional step that engages the government, engages the legal system?
Some of the actions that the nurses were seeing ended up prompting the charge. And as advocates for the bedside nurse, people that are in the M&A, that is their job, to advocate for the nurses, to allow the nurses to advocate for the patients so that the patients, the family, the community gets the absolute best care that they can receive.
Did it feel like a gag order?
It had certain aspects of that, as it was described by some of the nurses that experienced.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it, or what's the process for filing an unfair labor practice charge, a ULP?
The details of that really are handled by the M&A, okay, which is great because they specialize in it. That way I can focus on the areas that I need to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where does it stand right now?
To be absolutely honest with you, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's why we put the professionals in charge.
Right.
We're talking with Jeff Breslin. Jeff is a registered nurse. He's president of the Nurses Union, PESCH, and we're talking about the recent move of St. Lawrence substance from the St. Lawrence campus to the Sparrow Hospital on Michigan Avenue and concerns that the nurses have raised about it. It sounds like when we were talking a little bit earlier today that there has been some movement with regard, Jeff, to this issue, to the switch of the program from the St. Lawrence campus to Sparrow. Talks with management about that? How's that going?
I had a meeting with a couple of Sparrow officials on Friday where we were talking about a couple of other issues, and then the substance abuse unit issue came up. And some of the concerns are the focus on the acute detox. Mm-hmm. When the patients were going to the substance abuse unit, that was the focus. And when they're coming into the main hospital, it is kind of a secondary focus.
It's kind of a melange. They're into the larger mix of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was tossing out a couple of ideas to look to get these substance abuse nurses, who are the, like I say, the absolute experts in this field, into a role where they could go around the hospital and deal with the patients that have a substance abuse aspect to their care, and help the other nurses who may not focus on that on a regular basis provide the absolute best for these patients when they come through.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out, Jeff, and to our audience, that we've invited representatives from Sparrow to join us on the show. And what Sparrow did was refers to the original statement released back in November. And so let me read that statement. This is the Sparrow Statement on Medical Detoxification Services. It goes like this. Acute substance abuse detoxification is a short-term medical condition that is best provided over 2 or 3 days in an inpatient hospital setting. Sparrow has been providing inpatient medical detoxification services in 2 locations for many years. Sparrow has now decided to care for these patients in 1 location. Sparrow Hospital at its Michigan Avenue location already has provided evidence-based medical detoxification services to more than 1,300 patients in the year 2015, our current year. Sparrow will continue to provide outpatient substance abuse and addiction treatment in the community. That's their statement. What's your response to that statement, Jeff?
I think everything that is in that statement is accurate.
Okay.
I think that you need to pull it apart a little bit more, though. There is a difference in treating a patient with a substance abuse issue mm-hmm. in a substance abuse detox unit versus treating them, say, on a cardiac unit or a short stay unit, where they have other issues that are also being treated. The focus is going to be primarily on all the physical symptoms, mm-hmm. where a huge aspect of addictions is the behavioral health component.
Right. And finally, Jeff, are you optimistic that a compromise is going to be reached on this?
I'm very hopeful after the conversations that we had on Friday that we're going to be able to sit down with the hospital, continue talks to make sure that the patients, when they come in, are going to be able to receive the care that they have come to know and trust at Sparrow. And I want to make sure that the patients who may not have other accompanying issues are still able to come in and get treatment. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I thank you for your time here. I can see why nurses are among the most trusted professionals in this country. We've been speaking with Jeff Breslin, a registered nurse and president of the Nurses Union of the Professional Employees Council of Sparrow. And Jeff, again, thank you so much for joining us. Best wishes to you and Sparrow as you work to resolve this.
Thank you, Sue.